72-35,
what can I do for you?
Hey, I'm trying not to talk too loud, but I have a guy who's sitting on the bus right behind me who has an axe in his hand, and he's, like, sharpening it kind of on the top of his box, and it's, like, really got me freaked out.
Okay, I understand. So I'm going to try to use questions that are strictly yes or no. Is he handling it in a fashion that you would consider threatening?
Yes, he was. Not so much now.
Okay. In threatening, is he threatening towards other passengers, towards you, or just in general?
Just in general. There was a gentleman that was just on the bus who just got off, who they exchanged some harsh words.
Okay. Can you give me a description without compromising yourself? Is he black, white, or Hispanic?
Black guy. He's got a white stock, beanie on. He's carrying a box and a stroller. He's got gloves on and a white jacket.
Okay. All right. What do you think would happen if you were to toggle your interior cab lights? In other words, do a quick switch between day run and night run, which will dim your inside cab lights, and it makes the bus seem like it's malfunctioning. And you tell people, oh, you got to check to see if you didn't break your alternator belt. And let me know where you can do that. You can get off the bus if you need to, go someplace safe. And we'll have police meet that bus.
Okay, I'll do that at Cully.
Killingsworth and Cully. All right, we'll get police headed that way. If anything changes, you send me a police emergency call. Not a silent alarm, police emergency. Unless you absolutely cannot talk. And if you do have to send a silent call, make sure that you're very loud about what you have to say. All right, 2133.